This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Well, this is a good morning to you and to you and especially to you. Because this is the Unview where we are the...
The thin, the rich,
and the fabulous. And how fabulous are we?
We are very fabulous.
I think we've had you, such a great week.
You out fabulous me sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like sneezy and
coughing. Your running nose is more fabulous than my just regular dry nose.
Oh, shame. Yeah. Things happen. A week of momentous proportions. 100 years of a legacy. And people, I love that we need this space and this time to do good things for each other. We need 67 minutes, or we need President Barack Obama, or we need the legacy of Nelson Mandela just to be kind.
And we need
to love each other.
A reminder every year that we should be doing this more than 67 minutes a year. Yeah.
which is becomes more intriguing. So what did you do yesterday?
I went around and gave inspirational talks to young musicians.
Excellent. 67 of them or for 67 minutes?
No, I did it for about 3 hours. So I didn't really fit in with the PR thing, which was awkward. You know, I was like, sorry, I know there's still like 3 of you guys to go, but I've done my 67 minutes. I'm out of here. You know, Mandela only was in jail for 67 minutes, so that's why we're doing this.
That's the point.
Oh, did I misread? Forget the
27 years, darling. I mean, what happened there? I never knew what 20. My husband and I were together for 27 years. I mean, that's what happened.
But yeah, they figured if they told people to do 27 minutes, then nothing would get done.
You'd need more time.
Yeah, you'd get like half an orphanage painted. You'd get just the cheap toys that
you
give
the thing
the
is,
kids.
Why don't we do it? Why aren't we kind, generous, responsible? And here's the thing.
A better question, Al. Why do we do it? You know, when... Not saying that we shouldn't, but what motivates those people? I mean, I know people that do this every day, all year.
Exactly. You know? And all the time.
Like Bianca, who we had on the show last week.
All day.
Every day. She's giving her time to that orphanage. And it's just, you know, like, why aren't we doing... I mean, look, I mean, it's hard to make a living giving of yourself all the time.
And there's a point in it, because, you know, it's hard to do good for others if you aren't fed. It's very simple. Yeah. We're going to have a very special guest. Last week he told you about him. His name is Daniel Mpilo.
Yes.
Richards.
Yes. Daniel Mpilo Richards.
From the Western Cape.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, baby.
Here we go. Here we go.
And your show is rocking and rolling.
It is.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
That we're sharing the talent between Johannesburg and Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And Durban, actually.
Yes, yeah.
And the country.
Hey.
And
yeah,
the world.
Because it used to be like two kids at school. It's like, I'm not sharing.
We're doing the Fleur de Cups, and we're going to do so that type of thing.
Joburg was like, Jonathan Rocksmith is mine.
Yeah.
And
it's ours. That's the
Cape
world.
Town was like, no, you can't have
him.
Daniel.
So Daniel's here, and it's at Auton General Theatre on the Square.
Yes, it is.
At Daphne's Place. I keep saying Daphne's Place. Yes. I love Daphne's.
They should probably just rebrand and call it
Daphne's Place.
Well, one day we'll be called Daphne's Place.
I'm not going to lie, it sounds a little bit like an Indian restaurant.
Hey, Daphne's Place.
Yeah, man, you've got to
come on by it.
Have you tried that korma at Daphne's Place?
And then I'm so happy to see that the Baxter's got a new show coming up very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll chat to Rob and Fearon later in the show. Jonathan Rocksmith will join us on the line. We will talk about wonderful things, but you know, there's some great news. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, Chicago came to South Africa.
Yes.
I mean, have you seen?
I have.
Chicago. Oh. That.
Jazz.
Do it different.
And all that jazz.
Yeah, I always used to laugh because I thought they were saying jazz.
It's shocking.
I know, it's just gross.
Oh,
so terrible.
Him and Samantha Pierre are so close. And Samantha's back on stage.
So happy for her.
The cast has been announced. They're in rehearsals at the moment. And the resident director, Philip Godowa, is on the line. So let's welcome him to the show. And Phil, how are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's divine to have you with us. And what an exciting... space to be in. That Chicago is not only is being rehearsed here, but he's going to go overseas.
Isn't it unbelievable, Alan? I get so proud, you know, thinking Evita's now abroad. Mm-hmm. There's a Lion King that is predominantly South Africa, South African abroad. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And what a cast.
So let's go through. So firstly, because people listen to the show often to understand the industry. To be a resident director, what does that mean, Philip?
It's a good question. An unpretentious word for it is quality controller.
What a good one. So
basically, so I always see it as, first of all, in the rehearsal period, you have to learn someone else's taste. Mm-hmm. And that is the original director, their taste. And then you make sure that the audience every single night sees the best show possible, both from the performers and from a technical standpoint of view.
Philip, when it's been said that it's a multi-talented, all South African touring cast,
yeah,
band, crew, rehearsals, that's happening in Joburg, it goes to New Zealand and China. I mean, this is off the wall, if you think about it.
It really is off the wall, because, I mean, I work abroad a lot now, and with touring production, mm-hmm, and I have never toured with such a self-contained company. Mm-hmm. I mean, the entire band, the crew, is South African. I think it's a complement of over 50 people that travel.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Showtime's got it together. Obviously, Mrs. Producer Hazel's in play.
But, Hazel's wonderful.
But we look at 11 years of magical music that you guys have been doing on and on. If you think about it, you've got Samantha Pio, you've got Ilse Klink, you've got Craig Abani.
And Carmen Pretorius playing Rocksmith.
Yeah, I'm just going through the list of names.
Jonathan Rocksmith.
I know, it's an unbelievable.
It's phenomenal.
Ron Towers. You got the guys that are doing some of the most incredible stuff. I mean, you know, the cool thing is that Nathan, I can tell you, is that Carmen Pretorius sat here singing the songs from The Sound of Music.
Yeah, Jonathan made her singing all the Disney songs as well.
Yeah, and made them sing. Yeah, Jonathan's opened last night with Great Balls of Fire.
Exactly.
Samantha, you know, beside Strictly Come Dancing and Cabaret and West Side Story, Ilse Klink, Mamma Mia. I mean, this list just goes on and on and on. And the coolest thing about it is that the world gets to see it.
Exactly.
Before we do, actually.
Yeah.
So the world is your warm-up act.
That's quite unusual. You know, normally we play here and then go abroad. But no, we go abroad first.
Philip, I don't want to be rude, and if I am, please just tell me if I am. It always bothered me that when we saw that Coming Home, what was that show?
Calling Me Home.
Calling Me Home, whatever. That thing. That they used South Africa as Johannesburg as a test audience, as your workshop audience. We're not a workshop audience. This is not.
No, we most certainly are not.
And don't think we are.
We're very highbrow.
We're very, very clever. But, I mean, this, you can't workshop here in South Africa. Mm. In Johannesburg, in Cape Town, we know music. We have the schools. We have the talent. We have the ability. And I'm so happy that we were able to rehearse it, do it here. And then, you know, you're right, Philip. 50 people get on an airplane and they travel around the world and then they come bring it back here. That is right. The coolest thing ever.
You know, a few years back, you know, time flies, I was traveling with an international production of Phantom, and we played Istanbul in a magnificent theater, and it had only opened about 18 months before, and the opening production was the South African production of Jersey Boy, and there was the poster in the foyer, and the first thing, I walk into the theater, and there's a South African production. It was just, I just got so excited. And then also longer before that, I was in Shanghai, and there was this huge poster for High School Musical, South African production.
And amazing that The Lion King is touring Asia with a mainly South African cast.
Yes.
unbelievable. Philip, it's so exceptional. You've opened up with rehearsals only this week.
Yes.
So, can you sing, Phil?
No. I mean, I can, but I'm not going to this time.
You have to. That's what everyone does.
Well, usually we wait till 16 minutes past. No. We usually wait till 16 minutes past 9.
You can pick anything you want. It's three lines. That's what you got to do.
And all that jazz.
And all that. Go on.
See, he pronounced jazz right.
Come and see really all that jazz. You know, Alan, I sit there and look at that choreography. Mm. It is just superb and unique. I mean, Fosse, it's choreography, the like of which you've never seen before, and I don't think we'll ever see again. We'll see equally good choreography, but not that style.
Mm-hmm.
The script is just brilliant. It's cut down to the bone. In three lines, you can say what you need to say in, say, three pages of text.
Mm.
And as I say, the cast are just superb.
Well, you're going to have loads of fun, and I want to tell you something. We are proud to say Chicago has now opened for rehearsal in South Africa to now travel the world.
Next year from the 21st of March and Johannesburg 22nd of April.
Yeah, it's going to be superb. Superb stuff.
Amazing.
But Alan, thank you so much for your interest. It really is great. We're just
so proud of you. That's what we are. We're just proud of people that are so multi-talented, and the people that are putting it on the stages that are leading. Philip, that's why often we forget the directors, we forget the producers, you forget the guys that are actually holding or sewing it together. Congratulations.
Well, it doesn't really matter. It's what the audience experienced that one night when they come, well, hopefully more than one night, but that one night. It's what they see on stage that's important.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alan. I really appreciate it. Lovely speaking to you again.
Always lovely. Philip Godoy is now the new resident director of Chicago, going around the world.
I thought the resident director meant that he worked so hard on the production, he actually got squatter rights at the theater, and then he had to be evicted at the end of the run. I thought that's why they were maybe traveling, to try get him out of the theater for a bit.
I think it's super awesome.
Yeah. No, that is exciting. Great, great production.
Land X.
Yes.
Daniel Richards.
That is I.
That is you.
That is me.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, it was lovely speaking to you last week.
Yeah, it was lovely.
But it was brief.
It was brief.
But the real deal.
That's why I said, come into studio.
Yes.
It's mains now.
Did you think we were acting?
No, I thought, you know, it was a line out, and I thought, maybe they'll bring me.
Maybe.
Okay. And then I got the call.
So it's now 9:16.
It's 17 minutes.
It's 9:16.
So we're late.
Is it time for...
It's time
for a song. You know, I find myself dreaming about land, and I suppose that's why I'm doing a land show.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was in this deep slumber, and I was running in slow motion onto this field.
Really?
And there was this song that was playing.
Oh,
and I was singing the song. Just imagine me running in slow motion, Alan.
Okay.
At last, my land has come along.
Oh,
my own and Kundla enclosure. And that crazy bond is through. And then I woke up and paid the rent.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sad day, guys.
Yeah.
It was very sad.
Or the bond, even worse.
Even worse.
First, I love it. Wow. I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, man.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If anyone wants to donate any land to the show, I'm here.
Okay, well, you don't. It's not squat anyway. It's not. Again, you explained the show.
Yes.
It was written by
Mike van Graan.
Van Graan.
Directed by Rob van Vuren.
And it's a one-man.
Yes.
That is blowing people away.
It is. I'm doing about I think I'm doing about 20 characters this time. I've done, it's my third one-man show with Mike, and each time he hits me with about 20 to 25 different characters, and I just get to paint them.
I was going
to
say, that's a bit strange. It's my second one-man show with Mike. but you know these one-man shows are always, it's more than one man, because there's always people behind the scenes.
Of course, definitely.
The writers
definitely.
And people that put things together.
Yeah. Yeah,
so and it's the 25 of you, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's your schizophrenic medication?
Well, you know, it comes in drips and drabs. I mean,
you literally have a drip.
And you have a drag.
lots of drags. No, I find myself speaking in different accents all the time, and it's concerning.
Okay. So, okay. 25 characters.
Yes.
We're gonna throw it. Eh?
Okay.
Okay, I don't have a list.
You don't have a list. Just throw out any accent. Let's see if I can do
that. Wait, just quickly. So now, in my mind, I think of like the South African demographic.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about how many accents there are. And yes. I can only probably think of 11, maybe. And I'm just associating mm-hmm. that with the, you know, the official languages. Mm-hmm. So how did you double, more than double that?
Well, there's international accents as well.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, wow. So you go abroad. So you're like Chicago.
I'm like Chicago. Yeah.
You're traveling.
We should just take Philip Hazel, 50 people. Daniel Richards and Alan Ford are with Nathan Rowe. Hold on. The three of us are going to just travel. And
there you go.
Okay. And all that jazz. So American accent. Let's go.
Yo, depends where you want to go, man. I'm from Brooklyn, man. You know, back in the day, I used to play Chicago all the time, man. What up?
How you doing?
How you doing, man? How you doing? Hey, come on. Come on. Can't forget about the Italians, huh? Come on. Alan, what are you looking at me for, huh?
Aleb from Joburg.
Aleb? Aleb.
Lebanese.
A Lebanese?
Yeah, I'm not a lesbian. People get confused.
I don't know what a Lebanese from Joburg sounds, but I know a Joburg boyki.
What you talking about?
Like the Okies.
Like, okay.
Oh, like, boots, come on. I'm chilling here on Cliff Central here with Alan Ford, and it's just, I'm loving the vibe.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
It's a vibe, Jana. Got to tune in.
Australia.
All right, mate. Listen,
Mr. Gay World is from Australia. So his name is Jordan.
Can you do Mr. Gay World from Australia?
Mr. Gay World from Australia. Mr. Gay World from Australia. On behalf of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, I would just like to welcome you to my wonderful pageant of here in Australia. And before you know it, I'll be running around in my bikini, so join me.
Love it.
Once a jolly swag man. Wow.
Oh, that's great, eh?
And New Zealand, where more South Africans are going now, because they can't get into South
Australia. New Zealand is like a mix between
South African and Australia.
It's such a difficult one.
Yeah, you can't say that, can you? You can say anything.
I once heard an ad, and it was a New Zealand ad. It was great, and it was for dishwashing liquid. And they have the neutral vowel like us. So they go, oh, I was washing my dishes with dishwashing liquid.
Oh, yeah.
So the Australians would be like, dishwashing liquid. And the New Zealand are like, dishwashing liquid.
There's that ad where you paint my dick. Paint my dick.
How many squirrels have you had on your dick?
Sweet mother of our Lord at 9.
There's also that one for the apple cider, and it's called Dickens. He's like, there's nothing more refreshing than a Dickens cider, which is a great ad as well.
Lord have mercy, that I can say that. So it's clipcentral.com. It's the Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Nathan Rowe and I, we're rocking and rolling, and it's good to have Daniel Richards in studio. Daniel?
Yes.
Now, so, can I ask you, because you're quite instrumental.
Yes.
Which means that your voice is
clear. Yes. It sways from various places.
So I don't want a comedy song.
Okay.
What is one of your favorite songs that you can sing if you're going to woo a beautiful girl?
Oh, my goodness.
To enter your space.
And we just happen to have one in studio.
Shh, don't tell the people, they can't see, man.
Well, I'm describing it for you. She's absolutely
stunning. Are you guys together?
We are.
Oh, how long?
4 years.
Never mind then. I just meant she was, you know.
Have you proposed?
I have not. Everyone keeps asking me that.
I know. It's terrible. It's such a Lebanese thing. Why have you not, mommy?
Why?
What's wrong, man?
Why? Come on.
Come on. Shame. Can't you afford the diamond yet? Doesn't matter, we'll make a plan. We know people.
Okay, so if you had to sing a song for a proposal, you know, he's not proposing. Not yet. What would it be?
My own version. Stephanie, Papini, you wonderful Italian work of art. You've got my heart in the palm of your hand, and I ask you to be gentle with me.
Sweet Jesus.
As I travel far and wide to make our future come alive, you know that I will be true and faithful to you. And you know, yes, you know, I love you.
Sure. You break my nerves and you rattle my brain. It's good to have you. And Stephanie, thank you. Stephanie's here with you.
She is.
Okay, now stop it now.
Oh, right, sorry.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. It's proud to have on the line Jonathan Rocksmouth, who has opened Great Balls of Fire.
Oh.
John, are you there? Jonathan.
Why don't I pretend to be Jonathan?
Can you do it, Jonathan?
Jonathan there?
You know.
I don't know what's John's accent. I miss Jonathan, sorry. You know. I used to... John and I were in Westside together.
Jonathan's superb. John, you there? John?
Hello?
Oh, there.
Jonathan, we got you.
Found him.
John, I'm so good. I know you're a perfectionist, so Jonathan thought that was crazy for a second. Great Balls of Fire opened last night. How's it going?
It was actually quite amazing. You know, 50s rock and roll is something that South Africans love it. The minute you start doing, you know, bum, 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 it's this very interesting thing that happens in an audience. Because I'm used to people behaving in a theatre. And they just went crazy. Amazing. Okay, what do we do now?
You know, Jonathan, often people don't understand this, that you start and you're playing the piano yourself. You're there, you've staged it, you're in it, it's a one man show.
And no, it's an eight person show.
Well, what I'm saying is that but you're sitting at the center of that experience. And you're rocking and rolling it to death. And tell me something. What does it feel like when people go crazy for you, John? Because you walk around the whole world, and you're flipping. Because we just spoke to Philip, doing Chicago, and in the middle of Chicago, you're doing Great Balls of Fire, and then you're preparing for your three nights to do your phenomenal, at the theater, your show. And how do you do this? Do you have a multiple split personality? There's the question.
I don't know. I could do it in a system. I know that. But it's all about the timing of things. I think that the way this all fell into place, the schedule just kind of, you know, sorted itself. And then you sort of you have to force some sort of logistics into it that you can actually do all of this. But I think the biggest secret of it is I have the most amazing collaborators. You know, Wesley Swain Lauder is the director, co-writer, and sort of all around everything when it comes to Great Balls of Fire. When it comes to the concerts, I've got a team of people that help me there. So I know it seems like a one-man sort of thing, but I've learned to ask for help over the years because I initially thought, oh, I can do it all, it's fun. And then you just burn out because people don't realize the amount of work required. On an admin level alone, just to get something like a new musical up and running or a concert or, you know, organizing your life around rehearsal schedules. So I think it's more being surrounded by guardian angels than anything else.
Well, I mean, you've had them in your life, the life that you lead. It's people that protect you, that love you. And the best thing is that, you know, we bumped into each other at the event that was raising funds for Brenda and her family. And yes. He all of a sudden is a new, like a little shade of hair, because obviously you're preparing for a show. And a woman picked, walked up to Jonathan and touched his hair.
She grabbed
your hair. And the thing is that people, Jonathan, people know you. They love you. They hold you.
And they feel you. They can touch you inappropriately.
We love you, Jonathan. We love you.
But here's the thing: is that obviously you connect with an audience. And tell me, why do you connect so well? What do you think that click factor is?
I honestly don't know. I never really.
Is it talent? It's not talent. It's not charisma.
I'm going out to deliberately do. But I think. The magical thing about being in a theatre, somebody who's doing something right there, live, for you, right now, that experience is never going to be replicated the way, you know, watching a series or watching a movie. So we play the movie over and over again, it's the same every time. People are really tuned into the fact that is a bespoke, unique experience that will never quite be the same ever again for anybody else. Because there's no such thing as delivering a line or singing the song exactly the same way every time. It's always going to be slightly different. It's human. And in that moment, I think it's such a unique experience for them that they, you know, it's not that they own you. They feel a part of it. And that experience doesn't stop for them when you walk out afterwards, you know, you're in a foyer and you see them again. Whereas, for any actor, you know, you do your thing, you finish the show, the curtain comes down, and then you're back to being you. So it's not that boundaries go up, it's just that you're not acting anymore. And it's not the same for them. So, you know, I think people think the performance is still going on, and the way they would have responded to Pharaoh and Joseph, if they saw them on the street, is the way they're going to respond to you anyway. And, yeah, whether that involves, you know, a handful of hair or touching it appropriately or saying something that they wouldn't say to another human being. It just happens, you know, it comes with the territory.
Jonathan, what a whirlwind you're in. And I say that because you go off this Phantom, this Great Balls of Fire, which, by the way, is such... I've got to tell you, I've got people that I do work with, sponsors and stuff, and I went to one of my sponsors, who are incredible, Bright Rock, you know the Bright Rock people?
Oh, of course.
Nathan and I, when we say this, and they go, Great Balls of Fire, this is a cool rock and roll, this is a vibe. Okay, from there...
But any sponsor would get behind Great Balls, I reckon.
Well, yeah.
Nathan Rowe.
Especially Jonathan. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well,
listen to the whirlwind. So it's Evita, it's West Side Story. Hold on. Now we're doing Great Balls of Fire. We've got the concert that you've created the album for. Okay, with
on the footlights.
This is what we're doing. And then all of a sudden, it's on to Chicago, back to Phantom, traveling the world. It's 2 years. We're not going to see you again. It's going to be, this is a whirlwind. How do you handle the wind?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it does get a bit too much because you feel like you're not necessarily in control of your life. Your time. I'm very, very protective of, you know, if I can have some downtime, all that. But, you know, in this business, the fact is, if you're filling your time with holiday, you're not working. And if you're not working, you're not surviving. So it's finding that balance. But
home becomes a hotel, essentially.
That's the thing. I mean, I love that route. But I'm at the point where I stopped fighting all the things that were just happening. You know, because if you try and control everything, you know, you're walking upstream all the time. So I've just gone with it. And it's worked out. It's actually worked out fantastically. So I love to travel. I love to go see new places. I love to experience new audiences. So, you know, it's not necessary to be careful what you wish for. Just make sure that you can follow through on what you're dreaming about.
Jonathan, we're very proud of you. Great Balls of Fire opened yesterday. It's at the Peter Tureen Theatre. And it's going to be superb. We'll connect with you more through the process of the show and what you're up to. Thank you for your time. I know you're crazy. And
thank you. No, well, I had 2 hours this morning.
And he's going into Chicago rehearsals.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? But, John, this is what you do. This is what we do. Because to survive in this business,
It's crazy.
No, you see, Katy Perry can stand on a... Sorry, Katy Schmerry Perry, who gives a damn holy nonsense. Standing, hold on, bless her. Stands on the stage, she made herself, let's say, $1 million.
Yeah.
We don't have the time for that.
No.
We've got to work like nomadic people to make it happen.
And to be as flawless as Jonathan Rocksmith every night. I mean, it's something to be seen.
And that's Daniel Richards, Johnny. He's in studio.
Your old co-star.
How good
is that honestly Daniel Richards?
Yes, it is.
In studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Miss
oh,
you, man. I miss you.
We go way back.
Yeah, we do.
How far back do you go?
Well, when was
this? That stopped me 8 shows a week during West Side Story.
Yeah. That was what? Three years ago?
You're getting old. It's 2 years.
I know.
That was 2 years ago.
When petrol was like 10 rand a litre.
Longer when you're in the height the way you are at the moment. So there's that.
Hey, man. I'm just following your lead.
Oh, dear.
Special, eh?
With the microphone wrong, because anybody is just guaranteed success.
Ah.
I'm actually coming to see you.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm not telling you when, but I'm coming to
see you. Oh, no. Okay.
Jonathan Rocksmith, congratulations.
Sorry, yes, we're on talk show. Sorry, Daniel and I just...
No, I was enjoying that.
Oh, no, I tell you what's going to happen here, Jonathan, because you know I'm weird.
We're a West Side Story duo collab.
No. So, Jonathan, you don't have to sing if you don't want to.
Okay.
But you got to sing something to Jonathan. Come on.
Yeah, you sang for Stephanie. Jonathan. Can you sing for Jonathan? Is there a song about Jonathan?
Let's just make up something. Jonathan Rocksmith, what a rock star. Singing them songs, great balls of fire. And I think to myself, what a wonderful man. They're good enough.
Even over the cellophane's melting. It's getting
How attractive. Jonathan, go well. Bless
you. You too.
Great balls of fire. Go and see it. It's going to rock and roll your brain. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Rattle your brain, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. You break my nerves and you rattle my brain. Bum.
I just want to go to see him play the piano with his butt, because I'm pretty sure Jerry Lewis did that.
Yeah, when you sang across the upper.
Yeah.
So. I can't do that on a guitar.
No, you can't. No, you'll probably break the guitar. Yeah.
If I had to do it on a piano, I'd probably break the piano.
You're light as a feather, Alan.
Light as beautiful.
You're thin, rich, and feathery.
Dun. It's Fantasia, dear. Remember, the second Disney movie, Snow White, and then Fantasia. So keep that in mind. It was very pretty. Pretty.
I think we've managed to give Stephanie a mic if you want to get her opinion on her song. She's going to do the Idols Judge thing. Come, Stephanie. No, don't roll away from the mic. She's in a rolly chair.
Just give us a number.
She's rolled
out of
all
10.
The way to the door.
Give us a number out of 10.
Can you maybe tell him if the song suited his voice, or maybe he should try a different genre? You know, come. What would Gareth Cliffe do? Or Some Easy?
I don't know what Gareth Cliffe would do.
You got to speak in the mic. You see, we can't hear you.
I don't want to be in front of the mic.
So how do you manage him?
I don't. He does his own thing.
She manages my life, let's just be honest.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Like, how do you manage putting up with him? Like, so 25 people, you know, is a lot of relationships to have.
Yeah, especially when he's going through the show. He's just switching between characters and accents all the time.
I love it. Message from Jonathan. That was great. Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you so much to Daniel and Nathan.
Aww. I didn't even get my gross euphemistic so puns in there.
We're going to chat to Rob from Fury in a moment. We're going to speak to him. But before we do that, what, again, don't play a parody.
Oh, man.
What was parodies. The song that, so if you have to sing at Granny's Place, what are you going to sing? At Granny's Place.
What if you do a parody at Granny's Place?
No, I'll stab you. I want to hear what he can sing, the man. He's coming with all the... He's got...
Oh, man.
So if you had to pick...
What's
a
karaoke song that you like to play on your guitar?
Yes, you really catch me off guard because I didn't... only planned parody songs.
Were you not a... Were you not a like Cub Scout?
Come on, you got it. Like, come on.
Ooh.
Who's your best singer?
Nat King Cole.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Now put this up in the thick of it. Wait. No, but I...
I wanted to say this.
Don't parody it.
I'm not going to lie. Alan always asks me to play jazz stuff, and flipping Nat King Cole is not easy. It's not easy to just whip out on a guitar.
It's not a parody, but it's our version of Imagine.
Oh, nice.
Imagine we're in heaven, a decent house for all. No more hell or brimstone around us, no more walls. Imagine all the people living in harmony. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Hope each day more will join us, and we can all live as one.
Oh, imagine there's no honey. Mm-hmm. Not sure what I'd have on toast.
Yeah,
because I'm diabetic. I love sugar the most.
Imagine all the people living in the world without honey.
They say I'm a dreamer.
Ooh, yeah, but I'm not the only one.
You forget the words, Al.
1, 2, 3, 4, and the world will live as one.
Daniel doing all three parts in the harmony there. Perfect. Yeah.
So talented.
Fun time.
So, Mpilo.
Mpilo.
Where did that come from?
Man, my father named me after a good friend and colleague of his, Desmond Mpilo Tutu. You know, the wonderful arch. What a wonderful man, the arch. And it means life in Zulu and health in Xhosa. But I love the way African women Africanize my name. You know, at the border, it's not just Daniel Mpilo Richards. Daniel Mpilo Richards.
Richards.
I'm going to adopt it. Richards. I love it.
Richards.
On the line, the one and only Rob van Vuren. We're Skyping you in, Rob. Are you there?
No, we're not.
We're going to find it. It's...
Rob van Vuren, man.
Where's Rob, man?
Where's Rob? Come on, Rob. Man. Climb out.
Hey,
there.
Rob, are you there?
Rob. Come on, bro.
Robert.
We'll play Rob in.
So he directed the show?
He directed the show. Oh. No, Rob, no cry.
Oh, my damn.
Hey, bro. How are you doing there, child?
No, oh, Rob, no cry.
No, lovely, lovely. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear your voice. Are you going to interview me this morning?
Yes, I am.
A great honor.
So, Rob, tell me, what are you doing at the Baxter Theatre at the moment?
I'm rehearsing, Daniel. I'm rehearsing a play.
What are you rehearsing?
I'm rehearsing Samuel Beckett's Endgame.
Endgame. And when does that start, Rob van Vuren?
It starts on the 8th and runs to the 25th of August. The 8th of August to the 25th of August. Amazing. It's directed by Fortune Cookie Theatre's Sylvain Strike.
Oh, wow. Outstanding. Sure.
It really is outstanding. It is a stellar cast of performers.
It's stellar.
And like, she was award-winning director of Tartuffe.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
She Yeah, it's amazing.
I see Solly Philander's in the show.
Solly's there.
Yes.
Amazing.
Antoinette
Kellerman.
Some
of
heavyweights.
That's the same Samuel Beckett from Beckett's Track.
No.
No, man, what are you talking about?
Who was that guy?
That's a different guy.
Just cut the whole thing.
Sorry.
Rob van Vuren, welcome to the show. It's so amazing because I want to tell you when we invited you to come here.
Yeah.
So I said to Rob last night, I said, Rob, you know, I was going through reading. Land accent.
Yeah.
And I looked, written by Mark van Kraan and then directed by Rob van Vuren in the Cape, obviously. And then I was like, oh, but the man's going to be on the show. So what a damn connection to have your
direct. What a connection.
What a connection.
And it's so Lebanese, you know?
Yeah, bro, it's so Lebanese, man.
No, don't, bro. This is not
no, but it's Lebanese. It's Lebanese.
China. Like, it's like China. Stop, come on.
Shifting
sorry,
up.
Sorry,
no, don't sorry. Shift my bint here. Come
sorry,
on.
Sorry, I'm shifting your bint.
Rob, firstly, isn't it amazing that you're connecting and we're here?
Yeah.
But, I mean, LAN-X.
Modern technology.
Wi-Fi.
Scott. Can I? Who's leading this thing?
Please.
I'll knock you
back. Please ask a question. That's how interviews normally work, is you ask a question.
I should. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rob. Rob, I want to just say one thing. When you directed the show and you casted this phenomenal Mpilo,
I didn't get to cast him. I didn't have a choice in that.
Yeah,
just,
you didn't.
Let's be clear about that.
It's like all pillows. You don't get a choice. You just get what you get.
Yeah.
But amazing to work together. Because,
oh, yeah.
Because
first third show together. Our third. Oh, yeah. Rob's directed me three times.
Rob's still waiting for the question, I think.
What is it like to work with him, Robert? Let's go with it.
What an amazing question. Wow.
I know, it's a profound, profound. Obama said that so dude, much more to say to dude. It.
Rob, can
no, in,
you...
In all seriousness, working with Daniel is an absolute joy and a pleasure. I mean, if you've seen him perform, you know the skill set that he has. You know that the length and breadth of his talent. But what I've always said when anyone asks me about working with Dan is that his talent and skill set, which is impressive, is matched only by that of his work ethic, which for me is honestly the most important thing. If you're putting something together. Talent can only get you so far. You really need to put in the time and be prepared to sweat through the rough patches. And Daniel's work ethic is astounding. I love working with the guy. I think he's an incredible talent, an absolute joy to work with. And I think that manifests on stage when he performs. He lifts the text, he lifts the work, and watching him is a rare privilege.
Oh, man.
On the other side, what is it like to work with Rob?
It was a dream come true, honestly. I first obviously saw Rob in Korne and Twaki. And then I used to stalk him at the backstage when he was
really?
Performing. Take photos of him when he was walking out the stage door. So working with him was honestly a dream come true.
Watching him while he slept.
And then, just Instagramming his face.
Yeah.
And then I think learning, watching Rob on stage and his work ethic. No, I mean, if I'm doing one or two shows at National Arts Festival, Rob's doing five. Rob is doing the utmost. It's crazy. I don't know where he gets the energy from. He's a father as well. I mean, it's crazy. So working with him was one of the most incredible experiences.
And not like a metaphorical mentor type father. He's
no,
an actual
no,
he's
like an actual.
Like he actually doesn't sleep
like
at night.
An actual father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go Rob.
With an actual child
who comes to rehearsals as well. Yeah.
So Rob, here's there's Jonathan Rocksmith. Again.
Hello, Jonathan.
No, he's
No, he's not here, bro.
You've missed him, but he was on the line. No. But I mean, there's Jonathan running around doing so many things at the same time.
Mm.
Here is Daniel doing so many things at the same time. Here's Rob doing so many things at the same time. Here's Nathan Rowe doing so many things at the same time. There are people that, you know what, I think this business needs schizophrenics, number one, or definitely multitasking talented humans that can run and operate, because you've got to move the system.
Yeah, that triple thread, like that's so 1960s. Like you got to be at least like a six tuple thread now.
Yeah. We'll have a doppelganger.
Yeah. Oh, that helps.
Oh, they came up with things. Robert, I don't know how you deal with these people. So this is... So let me go back.
I just wait for them to finish and then I'll say, okay, go again.
Okay, thank you. Endgame. 8th to the 25th at the Baxter. I know it's going to come to Johannesburg. I know the run's not prepared here for yet. But Solly Philander, Antoinette Kellerman, Andrew Buckland. I mean, these are names that Sylvain, I mean, you can't beat this. I mean, in terms of a production. What is this about?
Yeah. Wow, I thought that was going to go such a different angle.
Where did you think it was going to go, Rob?
No, here's a better question,
Robert.
What was the question you thought Alan Ford was going to ask you?
I thought we were going to talk about all the stuff he was talking about this incredible cast, this incredible creative team that we've put together, and how it's been a lifelong dream of mine to work with Andrew, because he was my professor at university. He is a major influence on the performer I am today. The fact that I get to work with Sylvain again after doing Curse of the Starving Class with her last year, and then to work with Antoinette Kellerman after all these years, and finally get to work with Solly. I mean, it really is a dream creative team. It's a cast of people that I, not in my wildest dreams, thought we would have been able to get together for this play,
but then
and now we have.
And then... what is it about?
I was tricking myself to talk, say all that stuff, and then you swipe me with, what is Endgame about?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure that out. We're 2 weeks into the rehearsal. I don't think Beckett himself knew what was it about. But obviously, it is a seminal classic text. It is kind of a benchmark in absurdist theatre. It deals... obviously, with the kind of principal themes of Theatre of the Absurd, a kind of existential angst permeates the play. It's set in a kind of post-apocalyptic world that isn't specific in terms of its location, but they talk about being in a refuge. These characters. There's the character of Ham, which is played by Andrew Buckland, is a blind crippled man who is in a kind of throne/wheelchair. He's served upon hand and foot by his servant, Clove, who may or may not be his son. And then Ham's parents are situated in two trash cans, Nag and Null, and that will be Antoinette and Solly.
Sure.
And
you feel weird about putting huge stars in trash cans.
I was like, well,
I think that's what you do with stars. You put them in.
That cool. But what is incredible is that everyone who is involved in this production are so grateful to be a part of it. There's like, honestly, I'm like blown away by how excited all these like legends of the theatre that
Rob,
I've looked up to my whole life.
But you are legends of the theatre. You are legends of the stage. You're legends of television, of movies. Think about this. Legends of different genres, English and Afrikaans, if you think about it. These are legends.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite amazing. I mean, I don't feel like that. I just feel like this little kid who's been given the best Christmas present ever and is allowed to play with all his heroes.
You're not allowed to unwrap them, huh? Because there's a lot of laws against
that. I'm unwrapping them as we speak, my friend.
Rob, at least you're not unwrapping Leon Schuster. Let's go for that one.
I've done that already.
I saw that. Those are some of the things. But I just want to say that we're going to... I said to Sylvain that we are going to do a lot of stuff around this production because it's an incredible cast. Antoinette Kim is incredible in kind.
And I hope we come to Joburg. I mean, there's nothing planned, and that's the thing with theatre in this country is you never know. You know, you could have, we've got a 3-week run at the Baxter, and that could be it. It could be the only time that we get to do the show with this group of people. So, what I'm really pushing for is, you know, we need a successful first season. So, if you're in Cape Town, you've got a book now. It's the ticket selling
it's
really
be
well.
I mean,
need to sell out.
I mean, it has to sell out. Because I tell you, if you can't pull, listen, you got a producer. don't start with me. We'll find the sponsor, man. What are you talking?
What does it all mean?
We'll all get it together.
Which theatre is it in?
It's at the Baxter.
It's in the studio. The
yeah, so people need a book because those tickets fly.
And they small.
And it's a 170 seater. It's going to fly.
Yeah, and it's only 3 weeks. So, yeah.
Exactly. It opens the 8th. It closes the 25th. And I'm telling you now, if you don't get in, you don't get... But you know, the cool thing is that you'll see. You'll see how this momentum will rise and rob you of your time and your life.
Oh, wow. Is that a pun?
I'm not sure. I can't even speak English. I'm a Leb from Joburg. What do you want? That lives in Cape Town sometimes, eh, bro? Okay. Rob, thank you for joining us. Eh? We cannot wait.
Thanks, it's called the Endgame.
Endgame,
guys. Web tickets or Pick and Pay, and you've got to see Land Acts before it closes.
Those are the rules.
Thanks for having me. You guys are beautiful.
Much love.
Somebody stroked Daniel's hair for me.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing a beanie, but we'll definitely...
Take the beanie off, let him flick it around. Just put your nose gently in it and smell, sniff all that...
All that rubness.
All that argan oil.
Sam, I've got a bit of a cold, so he doesn't want me to sniff anything right
not
now.
Not at all.
I might sneeze on it. But I'll say the following, Rob. Daniel has decided to dedicate a song to you.
Oh, and it's amazing.
He's prepared it. It's been... He dedicated it. He wrote it...
In the last 3 seconds while you've been talking.
Yes, but that is the skill of the man, you see.
No, Rob... No cry, no Rob, no cry. Oh, no Rob van Vieren, no cry. No Rob van Vieren, no cry. Sad, sad, sad. I am so sad I won't get to see Endgame, which is playing at the Baxter in 2 weeks' time. But please book your tickets in Web Tickets or Pick and Pay. It's gonna fly out of the box office. It may not come to Johannesburg, but if you're in Cape Town, get some tickets. What a star-studded cast, not including me. But maybe next time, Rob van Vieren,
you'll see.
Everybody, no Rob, no cry. No Rob van Vieren, no cry. One more time. No Rob, no cry. No Rob van Vieren, no cry.
That was beautiful. Oh my goodness.
No.
I think you should just rehearse that a little bit more, Dan.
Okay.
And find some. I think like.
Just find the rhythm.
Find some rhyming words.
Okay. Rhythm.
Cheers, Robert. Goodbye.
Bye.
Rob van Vieren, thank you for joining us. What a show.
So, can I ask Daniel a question in an Alan Ford style? Right. Okay. So. Do you remember like the 80s, Daniel? There were cartoons like He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, the Smurfs, you know? What is Land Acts about?
Wow. So if you imagine a mole coming out of the ground and claiming the land that he's on, it would probably be cherry blossoms and apples rolling around and just owning whatever he walks on, really. Mm. And opening that discussion to the Smurfs, to the Yeeshies, and...
But seriously, what's the message of Land Acts? Because I don't actually know your take on it. Because I'm guessing you kind of play both sides of the field in the...
Yeah, what we do with those multiple characters is offer perspectives on the land. Right. So I'm more a vessel of discussion, and I'm opening the conversation to people to decide what they feel about the land.
And also, if you only have one view to see other people's sides, a lot of people who only have one view never talk to any other people.
100%.
And thus never hear them, yeah.
So, I mean, the show, people are saying it's hilarious, but there's this undertone of seriousness that people, so it's a really thought-provoking comedy. You find yourself laughing at strange things, and you go, why did I laugh at that? Because land is a serious topic, but it's something that we need to address and speak about. You know?
That's an art of when it comes to comedy, when it's meta comedy, when people laugh and then have to examine, wait a minute, why do I find that funny? Is it because I'm actually a bigot or a racist fascinating. And what have you learned? Have you learned a lot from it?
Research? I've learned that I crave some land. That's one thing.
Don't we all?
And I guess the economy is just not designed for young people to own land. When I traveled to Botswana,
When you turn 21, you sign a page that entitles you to a piece of land in the next 5 years, and if you don't do anything with that piece of land, then the state kind of takes it away from you. Sure. Whereas in South Africa, I mean, geez, we've got to fight for it. We've got to work, as Jonathan has said, we've got to work and work and work just to get that piece of land.
Yeah, but and then the land actually comes with a lot of downers as well.
Oh yeah,
like the monthly payments, mm-hmm. like
rates and taxes, mm-hmm.
rates and
like
taxes,
water, no electricity.
And then
Victoria
also
had no
like it's all good to have a piece of land, but what can you do with just land?
Yeah,
you know, need something on it as well, and that's sure craziness.
It's a show not to be missed at Daphne's Place.
Hey, at Daphne's Place, Theatre on the Square,
the Auto and General Theatre on the Square.
It runs
till this Saturday, mm-hmm. and then I have to fly back to Cape Town for rehearsals. Then I'll be back on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What are you rehearsing for?
Shakespeare in Love. Ah. I'm playing William Shakespeare in Shakespeare really? In Love. Yes.
Who's playing Gwyneth Paltrow?
Well, that is they're flying
I know,
in.
I know, it's insulting to actors everywhere.
Shocking. Where are you from?
I'm from the movie world, okay?
I want to say this has been such a pleasure, Daniel.
It has. It's been wonderful.
Daniel, thank you. And, of course, it's 100 years of Madiba's legacy. And
yes, it is, Alan.
And what would you say to him?
I want to say thank you for the legacy. You have left us, Madiba. There are lots of land claims, but we move forward as a nation.
You're brilliant. I want to thank Daniel Richards. Well, Daniel Pino.
Yes. Richards. Don't put it in inverted commas.
No, he has to. It's for, what does that mean, Al? What is the inverted commas?
Oh. Pilo. No, it's Pilo. Okay. It's okay. And don't worry, Ellen. It's fine.
I want to say Chicago's opening. It's going to do some magical work. Yes. Jonathan Rocksmith, Great Balls of Fire on stage. Rob and Fearon, 8th. It's going to Endgame starts in the back.
Yes.
This is a cool show, hey?
It is. It's just amazing. People need to come do this more often.
And we have 5 seconds, Al.
I know. And on that, we're going to go and we're going to end with this incredible song.
Because we are the thin, the rich,
and the fabulous. Good morning to you.
It doesn't matter now. It's over anyhow. He's on the world while it's sleeping.
This is CliffCentral.com.